In the 1980s, a Canadian countervailing duty challenged the corn market. As the issue got bigger, affecting not only corn growers in the eastern United States, but also in North Dakota, the National Corn Growers Association got involved. Page North Dakota farmer Robert Thompson says the National Association was in expansion mode at the time.
And they saw North Dakota picking up acres of corn and multiplying them big time, and they saw we had two senators, and that gives them more clout in Washington, D.C. When you look at the national level, corn is king.
The North Dakota Corn Growers Association formed at the Fargo Doublewood Inn in the spring of 1987. Thompson served as the first president of this policy-focused group. According to Thompson, there weren't even 500,000 corn acres in North Dakota. That's changed in the last 35 years. North Dakota has more than 3 million acres devoted to corn production and ranks 13th in the United States for corn.
You know, it's not enough to grow the corn. You have to be taking part in finding a market for the corn, and that's one of the reasons we started the North Dakota corn growers, because you can grow it, but you know, if the bushels are just sitting there on the market and nobody wants it, that isn't any good.
Column North Dakota farmer and former NCGA president Bart Schott says one of the biggest wins in North Dakota is the growth of the corn ethanol industry. There are currently 6 ethanol plants in the state, and in the last state legislative session,
we got state fleet to use a blended gasoline with ethanol in all the state vehicles, and that's something we've been working on for a while.
Current North Dakota Corn Growers Association President Andrew Malk says a push for year-round E15, trade, and the upcoming farm bill will continue to be policy priorities for the association. As Malk looks ahead to the future of North Dakota's corn industry,
more just continuing to promote ag in general and corn and teaching and educating and, you know, telling our story.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.